This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. In the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
You can call in with your calls and thoughts at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Let's get right into the calls. We have Robert calling from Vermont.
How's it running?
Robert, are you on with us?
I am, Bonnie. Hey, you're doing an awesome job.
I think so.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, she's a natural, Ian.
Turn his levels up, if you don't mind, on the phone slider there.
But,
good, Robert.
Anyway, before I get into what I want to talk about, I wanted to ask Ian a question. Did I hear Mark earlier clearly say something about Gene, the Christian Antichrist, passing away?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was clear because the audio wasn't so great from them in that first segment. That's why Bonnie and I had to take over the show here from the main studios in Keene. But, yeah, sadly, Gene, the Christian Anarchist, did pass away. I believe that was late 2020. I'm not sure exactly when that happened. He was in the hospital initially for a few weeks, I think, and then he did die. And he was in his early 70s. So, I mean, you know, obviously it's not uncommon for males in their early 70s in the United States to pass away. So, I mean, he was about that age. I believe he was like 70, maybe 71, something like that. So apparently he did come down with COVID, and whether or not that was what did him in, I'm not clear on.
Yeah, he was a really wonderful human being.
He was. You know? I had the chance to meet him a couple of times. He came here to Keene once and visited us in the studio back when we had Jazzy here in the studio with us, the studio dog at the time, and he loved Jazzy. And then we saw him subsequently later in Texas, actually, at the Austin, Texas Bitcoin conference. He came out and saw us at that. So very, very nice gentleman and longtime caller here on Free Talk Live who always had a real pro-freedom, Christian anarchist perspective, which was really unique and interesting.
Yep. And just like our friend Nobody, you know, I've known Nobody, you know, for an awfully long time. And, you know, I watched the hearing over in New Hampshire, and it kind of made, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, they knew what the outcome was going to be before, you know, the hearing ended. And you know, people get angry on the telephone, and they say things that they don't really mean to say, and
you're referring I'm sorry to interrupt you, Robert. You're referring to Nobody. He is our co-host, our good friend, the minister of the Church of the Invisible Hand, and one of the six defendants in the Crypto Six case. The only one of us who is still behind bars. You're referring to his bail hearing that happened, I believe it was late last week, ultimately where his bail was denied, and it was based on some audio from a phone call that he'd had. And I believe he was actually talking with Free Talk Live listener Lumpy, who has called the show on a number of times. And he was very Nobody was upset. And he said some things that, you know, he I imagine is regretting saying right now about violence against state agents.
Yeah, and that got me thinking. You know, I've been listening to Free Talk Live for a very long time. And, you know, there's been this guy that's called into Free Talk Live, you know, James Whittakine. And this guy has, you know, literally threatened people on the host. You know, he's threatened Mark, he's threatened his family. And this guy did this for so many years, you know. And here nobody, you know, gets on the phone once or twice and events. and now he's being punished for it.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It wasn't once or twice. It was a history of similar statements on the air here on Free Talk Live. I mean, and this goes back to what I was saying in the last hour, and that he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's angry about what has happened to him, and that's understandable, but violence is not the answer. And,
no,
and he is still in a place where he believes that violence is going to help, that it is something that is desirable, and I have to disagree, and I have always disagreed with him in recent years about those things. And, you know, to me, that's not something that that is helpful to this movement. So, I mean, I will continue to disagree with him. I still consider him my close friend, and I love him, and I want him to abandon that particular viewpoint.
We don't know that he hasn't abandoned the viewpoint for the last few weeks. In fact, he hasn't said anything like that recently, and Dave Ridley reached out to him and told him that he was going to stop sending him letters if he didn't stop with the violent rhetoric. So,
maybe. You touched on that, Bonnie, and I don't think we had a chance to really explain it. You had mentioned that Dave Ridley, a.k.a. Bitcoin Gandhi, has come up with this new system of sort of not straight-up ostracism for people with a violent viewpoint, but just like a warning system, like, hey, you know, you're talking about violence against these state agents, and violence isn't the solution, and I don't want to hear my friend saying those things, and so therefore he was going to, you know, give him a bit of a warning and you know, threaten to pull away some attention from him.
Right, and I guess people would want to be real careful about, you know, nowadays what they say on the phone. I mean, you know, this isn't the first time that this has happened. I mean, the crying Nazi, the same thing happened to him.
Chris,
he was
can't
heard
help.
On the telephone. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying that these people, you know, that they're trouble-free in life. But I mean, but there's nobody was physically harmed.
No, and nobody himself is not a violent person. I mean, he's not somebody who goes out there and tries to start a fight. I've never seen him do anything like that. But, you know, he's behind bars. He's under their control, and they get to set the boundaries and the rules as far as how you get out of there. And it sucks, but that's how it is.
Well, thank you for your call, Robert from Vermont.
And I agree with Robert, and I think you would as well, Bonnie, that judge, or magistrate, I guess he was, the person in that hearing that for nobody, definitely had written that statement out, the closing statement where he denied nobody's bail. He had written that out in advance.
Yep, he seemed like he just wasted everybody's time for like an hour talking back and forth and letting nobody testify, or I don't know if they consider that testifying, but...
I don't think he was under oath.
Oh, well, no, letting nobody answer some questions. They just wasted everybody's time because it seemed like the order was already written. He was reading from it. His eyes were going back and forth, scrolling like he was reading something, and he basically just said that it didn't change his mind, and he was just going to issue that his decision that nobody was going to be held until trial anyways. But he is the magistrate, not the judge, so it can still be appealed.
Right, and so apparently you'd said that Dave Ridley told nobody that he was not going to send him letters anymore?
Yeah, since that is something that, you know, would be kind of valuable to nobody, I guess, right now, is like getting contact from people.
And that's if he continued with the violent rhetoric, was going to stop sending. So he's still sending letters.
Yep.
He just let him know, hey man, you're on notice.
Yep, he gave him notice, exactly.
What do you think about that tactic?
I think that's a great tactic. I mean, he can't take away, Dave really can't say, nobody's going to send you letters. I'm going to force everybody to not send you letters.
Sure.
But he can take away what he personally contributes to nobody, you know, his own letters.
I think it's interesting, and I don't think I would go that far personally, because I'm not one of the ostracized them. If you disagree with them, libertarians, I'd rather continue communicating and advocating for peace and advocating for forgiveness, because that to me is important, and I wouldn't want to just give up on a friend of mine, which is the same reason I didn't give up on Chris Cantwell as horrible.
It might be considered self defense though in some cases, now that the government has admitted that they're going after libertarians.
Indeed.
Well, this is your show. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Radio that you control. Here in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie. Oh,
sorry. We moved my microphone. It's Ian here.
I didn't unmute you. Sorry about that.
No worries. You're doing great.
Okay, and I'd like to talk to you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignoring this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Bitcoin.com.
All right. Now what?
We have a caller calling from Chicago. Ken, you're on the line with us. Can you hear us?
Yes, hi. Yes, I can.
Hey, Ken.
Yes, hi. It's nice to call in. This is my first time. I just heard about Free Talk Live.
Wow.
A friend of mine. Yeah. Oh. So I don't know what station it's broadcast on in the city of Chicago. I'd like to know that.
Unfortunately, as of the last time I was in charge of affiliate relations, we did not have any stations in Chicago. We've got about 185 stations coast to coast, but I don't believe there's anything in your immediate vicinity, so you would have to only listen to us online at freetalklive.com.
But we're on 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 Eastern time, so
that's
you can
right.
catch us every night.
And we're on a whole bunch of video streaming services as well, like Twitch and DLive, which we just restarted the stream on that because it was from the other studio and now it's from this one.
And Ken, you were calling to talk about that religious rhetoric has caused gay people and maybe trans people to take their lives.
Yes, many gay people have been victims of fag bashing, which is what is when you aggress against and eventually murder somebody who is just because they're gay or lesbian, and you don't like that, and a lot of times that people will, when they're caught and confronted about it, they'll say it's because of their religious firmament, many gay and lesbian people have in fact committed suicide because they receive that rhetoric from a very young age from their religious communities, and there have been, I have talked to many gay people whose families, whose parents in fact were so homophobic they would send up for conversion therapy
and
really get mad at them because it didn't work and all that stuff. Well, the reason why it doesn't work is because you're born that way.
Yeah, yeah. It's too bad Aria isn't on the show still at this point, because as I understand her history, when she was growing up in the South in Mississippi and growing up in a some sort of Christian right-wing family, I believe they did send her to one of those Pray the Gay Away camps. And, of course, it didn't work. So, Ken, do you personally have experience with this, or are you just, referencing some friends of yours?
Oh, no, I personally have. As a matter of fact, yes. My mother, who passed away 13 years ago, was inordinately homophobic, and it was based on religion. And she would always say, well, I don't understand why you people don't understand that the Bible says it's wrong. Well, the thing is, people have, such as it is, have misinterpreted the Bible. And, there have been Rhodes Scholars as of late that have gone and have found out a lot of documentation that was supposed to be added to the Bible and never was. And as far as why that is, we don't know, but that is what happened.
Ken, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I've heard that, depending on the translation or how it was translated, that ultimately the argument is that it was mistranslated to say that man shall not lay with man, but the ultimately what they meant was that man shall not lay with, like, children instead of men. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I've also taken a class on the Bible and homosexuality, and one of the things that's come up is that in the scripture verse where it says a man shall not lie with a man, if a man lie with a man the way a man lie with a woman, that's an abomination unto the Lord. But what that's been interpreted also to mean don't rape. A man shouldn't rape another man, you know, and all of that stuff. Mm. Whereas, you know, that basically, you know, that because of, you know, that type of sex, you know, and, mm-hmm. and everything like that. So I'm not sure. Exactly.
I think just to take it on a more fundamental level, rather than looking at this old book, which, you know, ultimately was written by men and interpreted by men, and of course there can all be all kinds of different interpretations of that book, and ultimately it's just the view of God, of the people, of that time, and those views, I think, can and should change as we can better understand what God is and who God is and those things. And just looking at the idea of creation of man in general, you know, if God created man in his own image, then gay people were created. They are a natural part of nature. They're not the majority, but they're a part of nature. And so there's nothing not to love about those folks.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, that even if there was some way to prove that the Bible says actually that you shouldn't be homosexual, nobody today should be living their lives based on a book that was written by a bunch of people who were also repressing women, repressing everybody back then, and, you know, they had really bad governments, too, that were repressing them. Nobody should be living their lives based on that book, if that is even the true interpretation. I lived in Utah for a while. Over there, they still will kick, like, it happens all the time. You can get kicked out of your family if you're Mormon for being gay. I personally know people have been ostracized from their families for being gay. It's really
and then
bad.
All their friends, everybody they knew, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I can believe that.
Ken, did you want to share more of your thoughts, or we nail it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there was a second comment that I wanted to make, and that is I'm also find it disconcerting about the violence in the Middle East. I wish that the Jewish population over there would stay out of Palestine and quit slaughtering those people, because they're fighting for a land that is not theirs, has never been theirs, and never will be theirs. You know, and that's just, hey, you know, be nice to your neighbors, because, you know, you never know who you're going to need.
Yeah.
Nobody can predict the future of their lives.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that. Obviously, there was the recent violence over there, just the most recent iteration of that. And I remember hearing about a woman that was, you know, her house was blown up in Palestine, and she can't just rebuild the house because there's all kinds of controls by the Israeli government on what construction materials can even be allowed in. They control, like, the choke points that allow materials into this place. You can't even just fix things that they break.
Thank you for your call, Ken.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A coalition of opposition parties to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced they've reached a deal to form a new government. The deal, coming minutes ahead of a Wednesday deadline, will likely see Netanyahu's 12-year term in power ended. Former Defense Minister Naftali Bennett and centrist lawmaker Yair Lapid announced the coalition, which will have to be approved by the Israeli parliament. Under the plan, the two men will split a 4-year term as prime minister. And the FBI says the cyber attack on one of the largest meat suppliers in the country came from a hacker group with links to Russia. In a statement Wednesday, the Bureau attributed the ransomware attack on JBS USA to R-Evil and Sodino Kibi, two groups allegedly operating out of Russia. The attack halted production at the company's facilities on Tuesday before they were able to restore most operations on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC shows that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states already having reached the president's goal of 70%. About 133 million Americans have thus far been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's talk radio that you control. You can call in at 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And we already have a caller calling from Indianapolis, I think it is. Kirby, are you on the line with us?
I am absolutely on the line.
Hey, Kirby.
Man, it is so glad to see you out of the Who's Gal.
Oh, man, thanks, man.
I'm pleased as a pig in mud, bro.
Well, I wish our friend Nobody could be out, too. He's still
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
so.
I do, too. That's all right. He'll be out soon enough. And when you talk to him, that's find out if he got my letter.
Unfortunately, I'm prohibited from talking to him, but perhaps Bonnie could do that the next time he calls her,
yep,
if that happens.
I definitely
happens.
Can.
So, yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
If you didn't get it back, there's a good chance he got it. If you
okay,
didn't
cool, because I did actually call his abductors, the SS. So, at any rate, man, I want to rant tonight. There's a company called Verify Me. And what they do, and they do business with every state and the federal government. And their job is to be a third party entity to verify your identification for things like unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I filed unemployment in January. I sent them copies of ID front and back, Social Security card front and back, full face picture, birth certificate, gun permit, insurance card, which I got through the state, so they were able to verify me. Food stamp card, which comes from the Fed, basically. They were able to verify me. Yet, it is June the 2nd, and I've been waiting since February the 6th, and all they need to do is either give me a phone call or a video chat, and they've yet to do it. I called the state. The state told me, and I quote, it's a third party. We have nothing to do with it. No, you cannot come in and do this personally like you did when you got your insurance. Because, again, that's a state facility. I was able to go in personally. But when I went to get new ID, I had to go in personally. State facility. But I can't do it for unemployment.
Is this a COVID thing? Is this you can't go in personally because of COVID? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is correct. But yet and still, every other state agency let you come in and do what you do your business.
Wow. So what's this third-party company, VerifyMe?
It's called VerifyMe. Look them up online. I send them at least one email a day with all my documents, and I get an automated response that says, thank you for your response. We will get to you as soon as we can.
And it's been how many months?
A trouble ticket number. It's been since February the 6th.
Wow, so annoying.
Great service.
Yeah, and the state of Indiana is paying these people millions to do it. And every other state, and if you look at their website, they are doing business with every state.
Sure.
Yeah. They're doing business with the Department of Treasury. But yet and still, a simple individual can't get his ID, can't get a two-minute phone call.
Well, it's interesting how working with the government makes everything less efficient.
Sure.
You're getting a guaranteed paycheck no matter how good you do, so why do well?
Right. They got this gig. I mean, not knowing one thing or another about this particular company, you know they got this gig because somebody at the company knows somebody in government. They're in, you know, they got some government politician in their back pocket. They've been paying their back-scratching fees and all that, and they got the contract based on probably nepotism. It's probably somebody's sister or brother or whatever, and they're charging 10 times more than any of their competitors would be able to, get away with charging. And they don't have to lift a finger in any decent amount of time to do anything because they know they're not going to lose the contract.
Their own bosses, the state, aren't making them do anything to help you, Kirby.
You know, I mean, it's idiocy to me that it takes this long. I can understand a couple, 3 weeks. But I just wanted the people to know that, look it up. Whatever state you're in, your state is doing business with them, and we should stop this. Now, as far as the people who might be politicians, let's try Greg Holcomb, our governor, or Greg Porter, my state legislative representative, or maybe Andre Carson, my congressman, all of which are bums and don't do their job. And I wish the American people would listen to this and look at their own politicians and figure out their bums. We don't need them. And until we do, we will be slaves.
Yep, I totally agree with you.
Yep, they're just henchmen, Kirby. Thank you for your call. They're just henchmen who are bums because why are they going to do any extra work when they are already doing whatever work they're told by their masters to do?
Yeah, they're getting paid, they got their nice health care packages and their bonuses or whatever, and they get the speaking engagements after they get out of office, and they get hired by corporations as consultants, and I mean they've got their golden parachute away from government. It doesn't matter what they do to help you. They're not interested in helping you.
They're just thugs with a makeup team.
They're there to help themselves. That's why they got the job. And I agree with Kirby. As soon as people figure this out, things can change. But I don't think they're going to figure it out anytime soon. People seem to totally believe in the state. If anybody thought we were on some sort of precipice of a revolution or whatever, 2020 should have set them straight on that, because 2020 with the whole COVID insanity really revealed how truly obedient the American population is by and large. I'm not saying everybody is on board with, being totally obedient, but man, even here in the so-called live free or die state, I was pretty disappointed by how many people just did what they were told.
Yeah, me too, especially in Texas. Before COVID happened, if you would have told me that Texans would let the government close churches and all businesses over a disease,
I tell you what to wear?
Oh, and tell you what to wear. I wouldn't have thought the Texans would ever have done that, yet the Facebook group of the suburb of San Antonio I lived in at the beginning of COVID. They were just all arguing and so pro-state, you know, they were like all, it was a majority pro-state. We listened to our, we got to listen to our
elected representatives.
Our representatives. What's the word they always like to use?
The health experts.
Experts.
Scientists.
Experts, you know.
CDC.
Yep, I don't know. I just can't. Last year during the BLM movement, I really did. Well, like the resurge BLM
Black
movement.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. In 2020, I really did think, like, because I had been not paying attention to politics really at all for several years. I had just kind of, I was a libertarian, and then I just kind of decided, what's the point? I'm just going to go drink every day.
And sounds like a lot of libertarians.
Yeah, and so during the BLM movement last year, I was actually like, wow, it looks like something's actually happening, and
yeah.
I really believed that some people wanted to abolish the police. That's just been all but forgotten about by now.
Sure.
I only got back into, like, libertarian things and, like, listening to Free Talk Live and stuff because I thought that something was really happening.
Aww.
I went to a abolish the police rally just to
find out in San Antonio,
just to find out there was actually not that. It was like, co-opted, it seemed like. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Nobody was talking about abolishing the police there.
We saw that happen here in New Hampshire as well. The Black Lives Matter rallies in Keene and Manchester were pretty solid. But then the Nashua rally was totally co-opted is the exact word that I would have used. Nobody and I both went to these rallies, so we were able to compare notes and, you know, see, you know, what the differences were. And the one that was in Nashua had people from the government speaking. So, like, the mayor of Nashua, one of the Nashua city councilors, the Nashua police chief was there. I mean, the thing was completely owned from top to bottom by the state.
It seemed, I mean, there wasn't government people talking at the ones in San Antonio, but it just seemed like people were trying to change the conversation to just something other than what I expected it to be. I went there with a sign that said, you know, abolish the police, and I don't remember what else it said, but like something about not enforcing unjust laws, and it just seemed like nobody else had the same energy.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Radio that you control. You can call in at 603-283-6160. Talk about whatever you want. Bring up whatever is on your mind. With us in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And right now we have a caller. We have Lysander Knapp calling us. Lysander, what is your topic for today?
Oops.
Oh, I pressed the wrong button. Sorry about that.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, I didn't get to you at the beginning, so I pressed the wrong button. What was your topic today?
Yeah, I actually came across an article today from the Seattle Times talking about how legal marijuana producers are basically wanting to use the government to crack down on Delta 8.
No.
Okay, first you have to explain what Delta 8 is.
Yes, yes. Delta 8 is a... It's different from Delta-9 THC, which is the THC that is in regular marijuana. Delta-8 is just like one molecule different, but essentially it is THC, and you can't get a high from it, just not as intense.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard people say just not as intense, and I don't know if I agree with that. I mean,
me either.
I was just saying the line there, too.
That is the line.
Yeah, I think that's marketing. Yeah, I think that is a marketing line from the Delta 8 producers because they're trying to not have their molecule outlawed.
Yeah.
I suspect because ultimately it's very, very similar in my experience to THC Delta 9, which is your standard cannabis chemical. And apparently in a lot of states it's legal. So before the raid happened here, I had used Delta 8. I have not since the raid, but because it shows up on a drug test just like regular cannabis. So even though it's legal,
they won't care.
It still looks like a drug.
Yeah. In Texas, I first tried it at a friend's house, and I was like, wow, what is this? And she thought it was CBD since she got it from her boyfriend. Then I went to go buy myself some, and I tried it in the store, and then I couldn't drive away for like 30 minutes because it was very intense. I was like, oh, my God.
So you're saying, Lysander, that the legal marijuana producers are now starting a war against Delta 8? Why?
I'm guessing it's because it's cutting into it's competition. They don't like it.
It's competition because you don't need to have a special license to manufacture or sell Delta 8, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah. I was reading the article a little bit, and they were talking about how since it's unregulated, there could be dangerous metals in the Delta 8. And wow. They're just given, it's almost like reefer madness for Delta 8. It was ridiculous.
Wow. Wow. You think that they wouldn't want to do that to other people when it's been done to them?
Now you would
think. They don't care?
Yep, it's all about money.
It's all about money. Now that they're part of the corporate game and they're all accepted, now they want to use the government to as a cudgel to beat their competition.
Sure, in the same way that they would have also and will and do many, I'm sure, want to have the government investigating anybody growing marijuana without government permission. Because remember, the war on pot is still going on, even in the legal states, because there's still black market suppliers. Like, for instance, in Massachusetts, just to the south of us here in New Hampshire, it is legal to purchase at various different storefronts, but there's still a ton of black market activity down there because you can get black market weed for like half the price. And so you know they're still busting underground growers and underground dealers down there, and I'm sure the regulated people are cheering that on because, well, they paid their licensing fees.
Well, here's another thing that's funny from a couple, I think it was last week I read this, and it just reminded me of it, is I believe New York actually did make Delta 8 illegal, even though marijuana is legal there.
Wow. Wait, New York? Marijuana is legal in New York? I must have forgotten or missed that one. I thought they just
decreed. I thought I read that it was legal. I may be wrong, but I just checked on that, and I was like, it's legal there, but they're making Delta 8 illegal, which wouldn't surprise me. Any other time.
Have you heard about a Delta 10?
Yes. And I've done it.
And what is that like?
It's intense.
Intense? Wow.
It's intense. It's I don't know, it just hits you harder. It's honestly, the way I described Delta 8 is like a really good indica.
Mm.
I would describe Delta 10 like a really good sativa.
Wow, that's cool. Thanks for the heads up on that, man. Anything else you want to share?
No, that was it.
All right, thanks for the
call. See you guys at ForkFest.
I wish. But the Free Talk Live will be at ForkFest in some form or another. As I understand it, Aria is planning on going out there. Not that she's told me that personally, because we haven't talked, but I've heard her say that on the air, that she's planning on going.
Yep, Aria's going to be there and probably some other hosts. I'm not going because I don't want to leave Ian for a whole week, and I get to have Keen all to myself with Ian because everybody's going to go to ForkFest and ForkFest.
As they should. I heard a rumor, I don't know if it's true, but I heard a rumor that the campground is sold out for ForkFest. So it had already sold out for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which happens the week prior to ForkFest. I believe it starts on the 21st this year. And I don't know if that's a true rumor or not, but that's what I've heard.
I've heard it from multiple people. I think it is true.
Wow.
If
that's true, that's amazing. To have a what is essentially a brand new festival, ForkFest, this is only year number 5. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about that event. I think it's the 28th through the 4th, June 28th through July 4th,
yep.
Or 5th, maybe?
It's 4th.
4th, okay, thank you.
Yep, and The main problem, going back to the weed issue, the main problem here is that we need geriatric Jesus, as Mark calls him, to make weed federally legal and just make it stop making it a Schedule 1 substance or whatever it is.
Now, who is geriatric Jesus? Is it the president?
Joe Biden.
Okay.
That's what Mark calls him. We need him to make weed federally legal because it's federally legal because it's just ridiculous that our federal government makes it a Schedule 1 substance.
Well, wasn't there a descheduling bill that came up late 2020 or something like that? I feel like this was...
It happens all the time. I don't know.
Yeah. It does happen a lot, but, you know, now it seems like it might have an actual chance of getting passed. I'm guessing maybe it didn't, but... I'd be curious to know why it failed or where it failed.
Well, geriatric Jesus can just write all these things into immediate law. Why can't he just make weed legal?
I don't think that maybe he could just reschedule it. I don't know if that's something that requires an act of Congress or if it's just something that the president can wave his little, you know, magic wand and issue an executive order and have that change. But you do have to remember that that Joe Biden is one of the arch drug warriors in Congress.
Yes, I know. That's why it's just silly.
I mean, he's been there for, what, 50 years or something like that of his life, and he never lifted a finger to end the war on drugs. He increased it.
Yep, he wrote that, I think it was 1989, a caller said, a caller one time corrected me on it, but I think it's the 1989 crime bill.
And what did that do?
It incarcerated a whole lot more people for drugs.
He also authored the Rave Act in the early 2000s, which cracked down on locations that would be ostensibly holding a rave, which is a party with music and dancing.
And usually a lot of drugs.
Yeah. Of course, there's a lot of drugs at any old concert, too. You know, whatever concert you go to, whether it's a rock and roll show or pop music or whatever, there's plenty of people using and taking drugs there. But, you know, if you were found, if drugs were found on the premises at some sort of live music event, then I believe the Rave Act would have made, and this it passed, you know, it's law from what I can, I believe it still is, that the venue owner would then be held legally responsible and could have the venue itself essentially, they would lose their venue.
Yep. God forbid a bunch of people take some drugs, open their minds, look into the void, and realize the absurdity of government.
Yeah, it's too bad that the ravers never did. I mean, they took a lot of drugs, but they never really realized the absurdity of government. The ravers tend to be very leftist, socialist types, and so when the government told them to stop throwing raves, they stopped.
I was more just referring to the fact that drugs are illegal.
True, but it is a shame that people who have taken various different entheogenic drugs or empathogenic drugs did not come to some of the same conclusions that the rest of us have.
Well, I think that a lot of it is just about mindset in general. Like, you're not even thinking about something like that. It's never going to cross your mind when you're high.
That's true.
Setting.
Indeed.
Whatever.
Set and setting. Very important.
Okay, so this is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Call in with your calls and thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.